Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambo Leap, Leroy Butler.
Welcome back as we broadcast live from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studios. GWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. We'll talk more about Tremont Williams. Looking like he is being added to the practice squad for the Packers coming up a little bit later this hour. We'll also touch on one more time the passing of Ted Thompson, who passes away last night at the age of 68. Also, some news coming out of the NFL. The Eagles have decided on who they are hiring as their next head coach per Adam Schefter. They are hiring Colts offensive coordinator Nick Sirianni as their next head coach. So we'll see how that turns out for Philadelphia. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. He is the Pro Football Hall of Fame wide receiver Chris Carter here on the Wendy's Big Show. Thanks for coming on, Chris.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.
I guess first things first, we'll talk a little bit about this Packers game coming up against the Buccaneers this weekend. Brady against Aaron Rodgers, some cold weather, some snow, all of that plays into it. Who are you leaning towards, I guess, going into this game?
Well, I think it's a tighter matchup. Anytime the Packers are playing at home, they have a tremendous advantage. And even if they were playing against the Buffalo Bills, just being familiar with it, acclimated to the cold, everybody wants to sleep in their own bed as much as possible. But when you don't have the fans, you know, because I know you guys go by Lambeau Field a lot or you see it, and there ain't no magic to Lambeau Field when the fans ain't there. So you really have to play it's really about the best players. You give the most accomplished quarterback basically a silent stadium and allow him to audible to any play at any point in the game. I mean, those are huge dynamics that we've never seen like in this championship atmosphere. And now you got quarterbacks 37, 43. I mean, the ability for them to get out of bad plays and into good ones. That's why I think the margin, you know, for Green Bay is kind of negated a little bit because you got Tom Brady on the other side.
Chris, this is Leroy Butler. Yeah, they're going to have, I think, maybe 10 or 12,000 fans. They'll be beating on all type of stuff. But my question is, how much time does it take for the platinum receivers or any receiver to get acclimated to a new quarterback like Brady? Do you think Godwin and these guys, it took, you know, Evan, it took some time. Now you're throwing Antonio Brown. I know he had good chemistry with Gronk. How much time do you think it takes to get acclimated with these guys?
Well, it doesn't take long to get used to guys that can do it at a high level, especially when you're talking about a lot of anticipation.
Right.
You know, Tom's anticipating a lot of the throws, so he's anticipating it being in a certain spot. we've been through the regular season and through the playoffs, so the players have adapted to him. If you watch Tom Brady, he's one of the few quarterbacks in the red zone. Watch how he always gets the trajectory of the football going down. If you look at Fournette, the touchdown he caught, he ran the halfback angle last week, and Tom's always throwing that ball down, so it's hard for people to get a hit on you. It's hard for the arms of the defenders to get in the way, and you typically have to make a diving catch that's safe, and offensive players like that. So I said, when you're playing with a legendary player, when we got Warren Moon in 1994, LeRoy, man, we got adapted quick after going from, you know, a young Rich Gannon, Sean Salisbury, Jim McMahon. Hey, hello. those are good adjustments. You know what you start adjusting? You stop thinking about guys coming down and hitting you, and you start thinking about how I'm going to make a guy miss and getting yards after the catch. So the game changes.
Yeah, Gary, I got real quick, Gary, to follow up. We've had, Chris, I've never remember you dropping a pass. I just don't. I just never. What do you do for a young guy like an MVS or a Lazard who has so much talent, but it just seemed like catching the football? These are touchdowns now, Chris. This is not like curl routes or slant routes. How do you like talk to a guy like that? Or do you receivers like to leave each other alone and kind of let them figure it out?
You know, it's obviously a problem. And anyone that could show any type of consistency opposite of all everything up there the last few years could have made a good living. But to me, and I want people to hear me, the first thing I check is their eyes. I get people, Jake Reed, he had trouble catching the ball, we got his eyes. Quadri Ishmael, when he had problems catching the ball, it's his eyes. Because if you can't track it, the thing that surprises me is they're surprised the ball got to him. I mean, it's almost like a handoff. What are you surprised? Like, what do you think's out here? You're out here running in one-on-one coverage. He's throwing it in a perfect. They act like they're shocked that the ball's there. Like, this is what the guy does. And younger players don't have the concentration. And the more the ball's in the air, the harder it is to catch. So for me, I would get their eyes checked. Number two, You got to be locked in. People say, oh, I'm focused. No, that ain't good enough. I need a fine focus. I mean, where you can see that the ball almost slows down, and I can see the webbing of the ball turning from left to right. Like, that's how I'm focused. I'm trying to catch a section of the ball. I'm getting ready to catch the right point. I'm getting ready to catch on the laces. I'm getting ready to catch the right. I'm ready to hook my thumbs around the meat of the football. That's how you have to start developing that type of confidence that you know there's not a ball I can't catch. Using the jugs machine, catching hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of balls. Fingertip push-ups, stretching your fingers, silly putty. Like, man, I treat my hands like people treat their hair and face. I give it the best treatment, any innovation to get them stronger, because I knew that was going to set me apart from Jerry Rice, and Michael Irvin, and Tim Brown, and Herman Moore, all those guys. Like, no, I'll never be able to run like them, but they won't be able to run routes like me, and they won't be able to catch the football like me. So for me, it became important. Dennis Green told me, never drop the football. He said, Chris, it's contagious. People see you, they think they can. It's like walking around with a cold. People think they can get a cold. No, don't never drop the ball, Chris. He said, I'll make you the standard. So every time someone dropped one pass, Dennis Green would chew them out.
And speaking of route running, and this is why we're talking about receivers the most, because most people thought that last year the Packers should have taken a receiver very high because there was a lot of them out there. But I just don't think Davante Adams gets enough credit that he deserved on a national level. I think a lot of people have kind of forgotten about him. Right now, he is still – feels like an ascending wide receiver at this point in his career.
Well, to me, only health can make him better, because then you get the type of consistency. But I don't think he's underrated. I think if you look at the level of receivers that we've had over the last, say, 5 years, the receivers they considered to be the best, Larry Fitzgerald was weaning out of that class. DeAndre Hopkins came into it. AB was in that class for four of those 5 years. Julio Jones was in that class. So the last couple of years, who have we seen? DeAndre Hopkins. We've seen my man Michael Thomas down in New Orleans. Like, they have emerged. Keenan Allen, you know, has emerged as so. People talk about him in the same breath as these other guys, but it takes time. So for me, I could argue your point. I don't believe, you know, you're in Green Bay in their market, and every player that I ever met, Leroy included, yourself included, they all thought they were better, myself included. We all think we're better than what we are. But when it's all said and done, he is getting the type of, I mean, he's first team all pro.
Yep.
He deserved 18 touchdowns this year. He's in a class of myself and Randy Moss, the only receivers ever to catch 100 passes and over 17 touchdowns. So, I mean, when you're in the history book, they haven't been in that many big games, so that's hurt them. And right. You always get hurt when you play with great players. And the quarterbacks, if you look at the guys that played with Brett Favre, they didn't get the type of credit because you're playing with a great they act like it's easy. Oh, no, it's all Aaron Rodgers. Well, you need someone to deliver them groceries when they throw them out there. And some of those other receivers have shown you that, no, it is not as he makes it look. You know, he is one of the elite, and I would say top five, top three guys that we have in the game. And if they are able to win this Sunday and he's able to play a Super Bowl Sunday, I think all that will be an afterthought as far as, oh, man, do we talk about him enough? He gets, to me, you know, all the type of praise that you want. Great after the catch. Great catching the football, adjusting routes, now starting to go more in motion, starting to play in the slot. No, he is one of the elite wide receivers that we have, and you must watch him when you're watching the Packers.
Time with Pro Football Hall of Fame wide receiver Chris Carter here on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
CC, I want to get to a little smoke before we let you go. Now, Randy Moss and I know you can handle it. Randy Moss was on with T.O., and they got into the discussion who was the GOATs or who was the best receiver, top five. Now, this is his list, not nobody else. It's his list. And I think people don't understand that in the barbershop when you say who's the best of all time. Because I always say that you're the best slot receiver that I've ever seen, period. Not out wide outside. I'm talking inside the numbers where most guys don't want to go. But why do you think people got so just bothered by him putting T.O. on his list and himself higher than like Jerry Rice or somebody?
I think that, you know, when you get in this business, man, and you start, you know, giving your opinion and you start making lists and everything, you set yourself up to be criticized, and you need to build a support just like anyone else. You know, people got radio shows, people got podcasts and everything, but what makes it different is, this is my opinion, but this is my information that would support what I'm saying. And they didn't have the information that would support what they were saying, and that would be with him being first on the list and T.O. being second on the list. Because ultimately, man, I don't care what you do, you ain't doing it without nobody. The Green Bay Packers don't never free agency and get Reggie White up there. That place don't never change. Black guys don't never want to come up there.
It's a fact.
Okay, and then the front office changed. And then the people on the back end, y'all was like, okay, shoot, let's send the big doggy after him. We'll sit back here. Football got a lot easier.
Sure did.
Warren Moon came to Minnesota, man. I caught 244 passes and 24 touchdowns in two seasons. Mm. Man, it's a team game. And they should avoid that. They should avoid. Jerry Rice is the best football player I ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to ask the question, barbershop question, who was I afraid to guard on one game? Who, if you had one play, who would be the guy I wouldn't want to guard? You might say Randy Moss for that.
Right.
But if you say who on the next play and who tomorrow and who the next week and who next month and who for the next 20 years, don't you want to see? And that's Jerry Rice.
Right. Now, that's a fact.
That's straight up. Yeah. Chris, let me hit you with this. You know our boy Leroy is up for the Hall of Fame here, and you guys had some battles. Now, he often tells me, because we play in different eras, it was really about the Chicago Bears and Green Bay Packers. He says, man, we forgot about the Bears because they weren't winning. We had to go beat the Vikings. Your thoughts on our boy Leroy Butler?
We're going to get him in. And Leroy, a lot like me, learned from my example. I was a finalist the first 2 years. I opened my mouth and criticized him. It took him another 4 years to get me in.
With 1,000 catches.
I mean, it took another 4. So just chill out. The undercurrent is in your favor. And I try to tell people, you know, once we got Ty Law in there, Charles Woodson speaks for himself as a Heisman Trophy candidate. But let's not say, oh, one wide receiver, one DB this year. No, Ty Law is off the list. Guy that guarded me all over the field. Another guy, one of the few safeties. Him and Darren Woodson, on occasion, the defense coordinator loses his mind and say, hey, Leroy, you got to guard him. Like, we're going to put some heat, so you ain't got to guard him long, but you're going to have to guard him. And there's not a lot of safeties. John Lynch, good man, doing a good job out in San Francisco. Had a good career in Tampa Bay. But he wasn't Leroy Butler. Like, you couldn't put John Lynch in the Green Bay system. Leroy could play down there, play cover two. Let's play some one Tony Dungy. Hey, man, let's go get him. We don't have to be scared. Because he had that type of ability. Athlete from Florida State. Raised on the corner, came in, played in the slot. Like, it's like basketball now. It's positionless. Leroy Butler was a positionless player. And he's got to be in Canton. And that's what I tell people. Like, a Hall of Famer knows another Hall of Famer when you see him, man. It's like a quarter horse, man. You see him, man. That dude ain't no quarter horse. That dude right there ain't nothing but a trotter. Leroy Butler is a thoroughbred, man. I'm telling you, from day one. Look at all the levels he's had success on. When you get to the Hall of Fame and you tell the story, dudes, hey, man, I sat the bench in high school. Hey, man, in college, man, I ain't do nothing. That ain't the Hall of Fame story. Them dudes don't make it. They in what we call the Hall of the Very Good. But Leroy Butler will be in the Hall of Fame. And I hope he gets in this February, man. It's gonna be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
No question, it will be. Yeah, totally there with you. Chris, thanks so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
Hey, man, y'all be good, man.
You bet.
Yeah. All the
time. Take care. There he is, Chris Carter, the Pro Football Hall of Fame wide receiver on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. CC said we're in the barbershop and then talk like he was in the barbershop.
That was yes, little, he was. That was
did y'all hit the button?
Joe got it. Yeah.
Joe got the button.
Joe
okay.
got it. We got it.
I wonder if y'all got it or not.
He said he was in the barbershop. I didn't know he was literally going to be in the barbershop.
Yeah, right? The barbershop.
Went in there. It went. He opened the door.
And Gilbert Brown, keep it close. And Trav, my boy Trav.
Trav, that's
I love him.
I almost called Gary.
He's
Gilbert.
In the Caller Hall of Fame. He's in the Caller Hall of Fame.
Gary, tell us about where you go to shop for your cars.
Rusty. Oh, man, you got me all messed up here. I'm all wound up right now listening to CC. Y'all might just want to play that back again. I'm ready to go play. Where I shop for what, Steve? I don't know.
West Dallas Hyundai.
Okay, yeah. My good friends over at West Dallas Hyundai. Guys, they want to continue the momentum that they got going, man. We selling cars. We taking names. We selling new used cars right now, all day, every day, folks. Don't be left out. And we having great deals right now. We're saving $500 for all our listeners. You talk about mentioning Joe's and Zola and I. You'll save another extra $500 off of new vehicle in stock. And listen, as long as our good friends, the Green and Gold, are still playing. Mention me and them and Joe's and Zola. Get another $750 off. Nobody's doing that. Hyundai West Dallas also will beat any other Wisconsin dealer's pricing. So not only will you receive their award-winning customer service, their amazing response to COVID-19, you will get the best pricing in town. Hyundai West Dallas is located just off of Highway 100 between Lincoln and National Avenue. Visit them in person or go to their website, folks, at HyundaiWestDallas.com. Yeah, you can buy a car right off their website. Guys, make sure when you go there, you mention me and our favorite team from Green Bay. And just so you know, guys, Hyundai West Dallas is part of the International Auto Group.
Coming up next, we will reminisce a little bit about Ted Thompson, the former Packers general manager who passed away last night at the age of 68. We'll talk about that straight ahead. Also, don't forget, Big Show Knows Fantasy still to come before we get out of here. Your chance to play against Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, myself, Joe Zanzola, Dan Plucker, and Fantasy Football. That's between now and the end of the show in about 35 minutes.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.